Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Maron to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Maron at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Beck, can I say something before we kick the podcast off? Is that I think you're the most honest person we've had on here yet.
Oh, great. I don't know whether to say that as a compliment as a work in progress.
No, it's because it is called Private Parts, so we all, you know, people should strive to be as honest as possible.
No, if you had media training, I had media training once. It was just a waste of time. Because actually, I think it.
You had media training.
I had really. Yeah, I did. I had media.
It's bullshit. As well, I've done so much of it.
Yeah, have you had? I had it once.
I had it back in the day, and then I just realised.
What do they do?
There's no helping me.
Well, they basically give you scenarios. So you sit in a room, they record you. You probably had the same thing, and they ask you questions, and then you have to. Say the question back in how you should say it. It's basically like etiquette lessons in a sense, but for media questions. And I just realized that they were just ripping away actually who you are as a person rather than. Yeah. And I know I've said this a million times, but I just think it's so important to be truthful about who you are. And that was the point of our podcast, is that we're honest and true. It doesn't matter if some people, some people
you
may dislike it.
You put yourself on the line, though. You really do put yourself on the line. And I think that's why I'm so nervous about interviews and stuff, because.
But you make that choice to do that, right? Because you don't.
I don't have a choice. I feel like I can't stop myself.
Really?
I asked my mom recently, I was like, am I always going to be like this? Because I feel like especially if I'm in a bad mood, I can upset people or I can change, you know, the atmosphere of a room very quickly. And I know that I have this kind of thing and it's uncontrollable. And I said to my mom, do you think I'm always going to have this? Or is this just being 25? And she said, I've always thought you're autistic. And I thought, oh, fuck.
That's what it is. Do you know what's so interesting? Hello, everyone. Welcome back to part two of Private Parts with Becky Hill right now.
Back.
Hey. Becky, this is so interesting. So are you, because what we do on the podcast, we talk to a lot of different people about a lot of different things. And what the thing that, for example, we had Mental Health Day, which was yesterday. And it's super important. And you know, I've spoken a lot. I've been through my struggles like loads of other individuals. Are you saying you have a big complex with you worry about your own personality sometimes?
Massively. And I live with a constant anxiety. So the way my anxiety kind of expresses itself generally is through anger.
Really?
So I can be quite angry a lot and lash out verbally and snap, and I don't even know I'm being like that. And I find that very difficult to navigate myself around, especially since I've moved to London and everybody is generally more sensitive than they are
totally
where I'm from.
Yeah, they don't to go over here, they find it hard if you're mean to them or you lash out, they take it
really
personally. Really bad personally.
Yeah,
but that's tricky, right? So that means Because, you know, we have a lot of different anxiety things, but that means you don't, like you said before, that's why you don't trust yourself in certain situations, because actually you don't really want to upset anyone.
No.
But you do it by accident.
Yes, all the time. In fact, to the point where me and my mum, talking about my mum a lot, but me and my mum have this running joke that it's like, oh, I'm going to leave the house today, mum, I wonder who I'm going to piss off this time. It is a little bit like that, and I've found it quite difficult to the point where I've tried to... look for like therapeutic retreats.
Have you done that?
I haven't done it, but I'm looking into this one
meditation
called
retreats.
There's this one called the Hoffman process, which
I've heard of this.
Yes.
Wim Hof. Not ice swimming.
Not the Hof. Not
yeah. You go and see David Hasselhoff. You go and see David Hasselhoff.
I would love that.
You go and speak with David Hasselhoff.
The Hasselhoff method.
I would love that. No, you go, I don't know what you do there, but I think you spend a week there and you're supposed to have...
If we're going to go dig real deep, have you always had this as a kid? Do you think?
Yeah, always. Really? I've always said exactly what I've thought without thinking about what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So it's it just gets a bit difficult in a professional sense, because the only proper professional job I've had apart from being in the music industry was two bar jobs, and
then you can get away with it, right?
It's sort of. I mean, I didn't, but yeah, I just had bosses that really liked me, so. But generally,
because in an industry, right? And I feel like with you, and I may be totally wrong, but I feel like you have the people who know you because I reckon you're just loyal to the bone in that sense. And so the people who know you and love you, they understand it and know what you're like, and they're good with it. But then you must have, because in an industry where you're meant to suck up to every single person and you're meant to be nice to every single person because it's all about, oh my god, who you know and these kind of things, that must sometimes be tricky for you, because you feel like, shit, am I going to alienate myself away from individuals because of I may lash out or say what I'm thinking, where a lot of people won't, because they
all the time it's difficult, and especially to try and do things. I'm also one of those people that can't have a plan disturbed, so if we've made a plan we have to stick to it. I find it very difficult to have things thrown at me when I don't know about them. It's weird. Sometimes I can be spontaneous, sometimes I can't be.
Because on stage, right, the most amount of things must happen that go wrong, or something doesn't work, and you can't plan that.
Stage is all fine because I can sing my way through it.
Okay, fine.
But having to navigate my way talking is very difficult.
Is that then hard sometimes to hold down relationships?
My ex-partner changed the plan all the time.
But also, you know, you're performing around the country, you're doing all these different things, and you're singing, and so you're having to... The thing that I find really hard about performers, right, is that you say the best space to be in when you're performing is having a clear head. Mm-hmm. But if you... Because you don't know what... You know, everyone is normal. Everyone's normal, right?
You worry about stuff.
Yeah,
right?
everyone worries about stuff. So how do you then... What is your technique to go on stage and try and separate yourself? Or does being on stage actually make you forget about everything that's going on in your life?
There was a couple of gigs where I would slag him off on stage, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It was bad. It was really bad. Because a lot of the songs I've written were
about
him. Like the single I released this year, which is called I Could Get Used to This, I wrote it before our fourth date. And weirdly, I knew...
Really?
Yeah. And weirdly, I mean, I spent 3 years with him, and weirdly, I knew that by the time the song would come out, we wouldn't be together anymore.
You just knew that?
I'd always...
But how did you just know that? Is that just... But if you...
Had a feeling.
But then why would you stay with an individual if you knew that was going to happen?
Because I thought at some point...
You could
point
fix it.
He would turn around and actually give a fuck and have some respect, which he never did.
I totally get it. It's funny, this is what's so interesting about life, right? Is that we grow up with all like these Disney films, right?
Yeah.
Where you watch these Disney princesses and princes get together and they fall in love and all these, and life is actually seems like really pleasant and easy. And yeah. But in fact, life is tricky. Life is not that.
It's shit.
Yeah, it's not that.
It's really shit.
Yeah.
And you know what, if you don't, you know, once you've gone through all of that, you know, then you get old and you die, and you know, that's shit.
Wait, what,
as well.
We get old? I don't get old. Fuck that. Well, I'm not getting old. I'm staying young forever, people.
Well,
I'm going to stay young forever.
Good luck with that. Let me know how that goes.
I will.
I mean, I just think, you know, you spend your whole life making all these connections with people, and I am going to bring the mood up in a minute because I feel like it's been
very
sad.
No, it's not. But it's interesting, man. It's super interesting because this is, you know, look, the thing what I think is that, you know, you... people who are young kids or whatever, they look at actors or performers or, and they go, oh my God, those people must have it together. They must be having the best time in the entire world. But in fact, everyone is just normal. You sing, but that's your job. That's what you want to do. And I suppose it's interesting, right, is that when you wanted to be a performer and wanted to do all these different things, did you think it was going to be what it was? Or is it better than what it was? Or is it worse or more complicated, you being a performer?
I'm waiting for the day that I get in trouble for being who I am in terms of what I'm saying and what I... For example, the rest of our conversation that we've just had, I'm waiting for that to come back and bite me in the ass. This is why I don't enjoy interviews, because I feel like with most people's jobs, it's about their profession.
Sure.
So they will get attacked on there. They will get judged on how they work at their job. Whereas I feel like in our industry, and you must find this a lot, you don't just get your professionalism attacked. It's your persona.
Yeah, but I think for me,
I do think the people who are doing the attacking in those circumstances are really a minority. I think most people are pretty understanding of people just being people.
So what happens if it's in a fucking newspaper? And
well, I mean, look.
So that lad off X Factor, who was like caught doing ketamine, and all of a sudden he was fucking branded as the Kethead of X Factor. It's just like, come on, man.
Yeah, but I think people that's drugs. I think that's what happened.
No, it is the tabloid press, which is a big problem.
But isn't that like a massive effect of somebody's mental health?
Yeah, totally, yeah. Totally. But that's where we live in this world. This is why I have we spoke about this before with a girl called Grace Grundy, who she's like she's 22 years old. She's got the most incredible voice. She's epic. And she's up and coming. And I spoke to her about social media. You know, what are your thoughts on social? Do you think social media are like a good thing?
I came off Twitter.
Did you?
Yeah. And I came off Twitter after I did my Sunday brunch performance.
I feel like I was on Sunday brunch with you, but maybe I wasn't.
No, I was with two of the Game of Thrones boys.
Yeah, that's definitely not me. Yeah, that ain't me, that one.
Emma Bunton, that was pretty cool. But like, I was just so nervous. And I remember saying in the interview, like sometimes they asked me where I get my inspiration from. This was about I could get used to this. And they were like, oh, you wrote this about one of your boyfriends, right? And I was like, yeah.
You know, that's opening up a minefield for you.
Oh my. Do you know what I mean?
You would have had Alex in the corner going, oh no, yeah. Here we go.
And you know what? Like, all I said was, sometimes I feel like people walk into my life just so I can write a song about the way they make me feel. I got fucked on Twitter.
Why? What happened?
People were like, this one woman was like,
what?
What did this woman say? I'm glad this girl's not my daughter, otherwise I'd have had a strong word with her. And I replied saying, thank fuck I ain't your daughter as well. My mum's ace. And then there was...
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
There was another one.
Oh my God,
and I'm really
too
bad
funny.
At not replying as well, because they wind me up.
But dude, you just gotta let that stuff go, man.
No,
you
replied.
Have to.
I mean, the thing is, some of the shit I was saying on that show was just taken completely out of context by fucking Doris from Doncaster. Do you know what I mean? And then, but people go online and they say stupid shit. And I was stupid because A, I looked for it a little bit, and B, the stuff that was coming up on my timeline, I'd go and I'd reply. And I just thought, this is not. And I rang my mom and I was crying down the phone to her.
Yeah, but Becky, I think what you're taking from that is, I think you'll think it's like an attack on your personality.
Exactly.
But it's not. They don't know who you are. So, I mean, what would you think?
Yeah.
It's weird. Okay, it's weird. What do you dislike more? Okay, here we go. This is a bit. What do you dislike more? Someone attacking your performance or someone attacking your personality? The thing is, I'll give. Can I just give my answer before you say it?
Yeah.
I think you know you're a good singer. So if someone attacks your performance, you just go, well, I know when my performance is bad
this
or
is
not.
That's a good point.
And
yeah.
But I think with you, you're so self-conscious of your own personality that you, anyone who takes a swipe at your personality, it hurts you because you're insecure about it. You're not insecure about your singing. So you're confident in that area.
Oh, I'm being read. Do you want 50 quid for this therapy
session? Sorry, this is...
I usually pay a lot of money for this.
You don't need to go to the Hof to get this stuff. You've got me. But it's true, though,
it is massively true,
and,
yeah.
And what you should do, and look, it's a really hard thing, and I, because I just love, you know, I did.
Is this how you've navigated yourself around this? Because I can imagine you had a lot of shit when...
No, I did, but also...
Still get to it.
Yeah, I still get a lot of shit. But I do therapy every week, right? Just because I like the self-awareness and I think it's important.
Yeah,
and I just think that's a really good thing to do. Yeah. You know, I've dealt with lots of different things. And, you know, the hardest thing for someone like... You know, I'm posh, I'm privileged, all he did, so why the hell should he have issues? And that's what happens a lot. But in fact, we're all normal. We all have our own personal problems. We all go through it. But I have pretty thick skin now just because, well, I was a freaking reality star. I mean, we're about a bunch of posh kids going around not working. I mean, that's the worst thing to do in the world.
Yeah.
And it's quite hard to escape it. But that's the other thing I wanted to find out with you. You did The Voice.
Yeah.
Be honest. Do you find it annoying that people know you from The Voice? Or do you... You do.
I wouldn't say annoying's the right word, but I feel like, A, it was 7 years ago. I was 17, turning 18. I'm 25 now.
Yeah.
The only reason why it gripes me slightly is because I feel like I've worked hard in my career and I've done so many fucking songs now.
Yeah.
You know, I hadn't...
You feel like you've earned it.
I feel like people should know me from my music rather than a TV performance when I was 17.
Yeah.
I don't... hate people for it because you know everybody has a TV, not a lot of people have a radio, and that's the way I kind of look at it, but yeah, I do get a little bit annoyed because you know I've done about 8 or 9 features now in terms of writing and performing on other people's tracks, which I've written, which are technically kind of, some of them have been started off as my songs and ended up as somebody else's. So it does gripe me slightly when someone's like, oh, aren't you that girl off The Voice?
Because it frustrates
you. Who swore or some shit. And I'm just like, yeah.
Did you swear?
I said fuck. And I didn't say it on the microphone, which I'm really annoyed about because I'd love to have said fuck on the BBC.
That's too bad. You're too funny. Dude, listen, I think that you should... rate yourself more than you do because
definitely.
I think
maybe.
Yeah, I think 100%. I think that you're great. I really do.
Thanks.
And no, it's true. And I think that you worry that what other people think because you think that you can alienate yourself away from it. But actually, in fact, you're just real and honest. And you know, give a shit what you know people think because at the end of the day, if you know, my biggest problem is that I worry a lot what people think, and that actually can cripple you. And you, I think you probably do that as well, even though you put up a front that you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is you just like I mean. Who cares what people think? Because you've got your friends, you've got your family, you've got your loyalty around
True,
you.
True, but then our whole jobs are seeking validation from outer, from wider
totally,
audiences.
Totally, yeah.
That's the most fucked up thing, is because no matter how much you do it internally, no matter how much you can go, right, well, I don't give a shit, and I'm great, and, you know, I'm going to do self-love things, and I'm going to go and work on myself, and this, that, and the other. You're still putting out music and hoping that people will still fucking like it at the end of the day. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, if it doesn't connect with people, you know you're not going to be liked at the label, or you could potentially be dropped, and I've been in that situation.
So you have that vulnerability, which is just tricky sometimes.
Yeah, and to be without label and to not to be around people who don't necessarily believe in you or your ability.
Listen, I always think, I got told this one, talent always shines through. You got it in abundance, so you
thanks.
Yeah, you're going to be totally good. Listen, have you got new music coming out?
Yeah, let's do a quick plug. I've got I've got a single out today. Actually, today is Friday. I don't know when this is going out. If it's not tonight, then I have a song out right now. It is with Medusa and Good Boys, who did.
I love Medusa.
Do you?
Yeah.
So ours is quite similar in terms of the chorus, but I'm singing on it, and I've written them a verse and a pre.
Oh, cool.
Dude, this is freaking epic.
Yeah, so then I've got that one out today, and then I've just released a mini album, which was an EP made into a kind of like greatest hits.
Do you love it when you put some new stuff out? Does it give you a buzz? You're like, this is so sweet. Here
gives
we go.
Me the worst anxiety.
Does it? Yeah. I think it's ideal that you're in the industry. Oh god, I'm freaking out. The most stuff is that, but it's great though, man. Yeah, this is your creative.
I guess because you're creating it in a vacuum of feedback, and then as soon as you release it, you're opening yourself up to anything that could happen.
100%. And you've lived with it for a little bit as well, and you've lived with your own tune, and then all of a sudden and I notice I'll really love one of my own songs, and when it comes out, I won't listen to it anymore. Isn't that strange?
Well, I once listened back to one of these podcasts, and I listened to it back, when it first started. I used to listen, I go, God, I just hate the sound of my voice.
Same here.
And I used to be like, God, no one's going to really like this, and turns out no one does. Which is funny. Right, Francis, we need to have the answer to the question of the week, buddy.
Well, you said what? What did you say?
I said bears.
Bears?
I said monkeys.
He said monkeys. Well, it's actually the fruit bat.
What? Are you serious?
Fruit bats do oral sex to each other.
How?
I guess with their mouths. on their genitals.
Can I Google a picture of a fruit bat?
Yeah, you quickly. Google a picture.
I just want to imagine how this works. Yeah.
I think
next sex party, Becky's
going to
go as a fruit bat.
Fruit bat.
Go as a fruit bat to these.
Here we go.
Bats, basically. All bats.
Yeah. I fucking love a bat. They're like furry pigeons, aren't they?
I really don't like bats. They scare
they
scare the shit out of me.
They're cool. They're like squirrels with wings.
Yes, that is what they look like.
Hey, Becky.
How does that work?
Becky, I know you're in promo at the moment. Thank you.
That'll be a Google search later. Sorry.
Thank you so much for coming on the pod.
No, thank you for having me. Oh, and by the way, I've got a tour coming next year. Please buy tickets for that. But
where can we get the tickets from?
BeckyHillOfficial.com. Yeah. It is official.
Becky,
but thank you so much for having me.
Are you kidding me, man?
Sorry if we can't use any of this podcast.
No, it's freaking good. And also, it's so good. Becky, honestly, man, I just think, listen, you're epic. And I just think that you should just be like, you know, you're a cool person and have that confidence in
thank
yourself.
Thank you.
Because you're an awesome performer. You know your voice is out of control and you should realize your personality is as well.
Thank you so much. You're so lovely. Thank you. This has been a really like self-esteem boost.
Hey, listen, go and get tickets to Becky's tour. Go and check out her new singles and
listen
music.
To her music.
Go and follow her on Instagram as well. Becky, thank you
check
so much.
Check out her Sunday brunch performance.
Check out her swearing on the BBC.
Tweet me. Tweet me some really nasty shit. I won't be reading it.
Becky, what we like to do at the end of the podcast is ask our guests to leave our listeners with something inspirational.
Oh, fuck. Inspiration.
Yeah, we should have warned you about this. Apologies.
Yeah, maybe. I told you I don't like a change of plan. Yeah, you're spinning me out really badly.
Oh God,
now.
Yeah. You've told me this on the podcast.
The Asperger's is coming out.
I'm sorry.
I would say.
What do you live by? What kind of motto do you live by?
Don't know.
Make it as simple as possible.
I would say, just enjoy every second of life because you never know when it's going to be the last second you have.
There we go, man. That's it. Becky
Good
Hill.
Good advice.
Thank you so much.
Becky, thank you so much. Honestly, appreciate it. Listen, we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.